Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
So as you can see the title, as I was saying, as you see the title, when your assignment is bigger than your faith. Wow. I was saying earlier that I've been up for a while just not really wrestling with God. I'm just not in the wrestling business anymore with God. But for the past 2 weeks, I've really been feeling really kind of like sick, but really not sick. And last week, and we're in a training, and when I was feeling like this, I think it was Friday morning, I heard God say, upgrade. And I was like, okay. Got to the training, and literally was the word was being prophesied as an upgrade. So I was like, wow. And God literally told me in there, you're birthing out an upgrade. And so I look at this and I think about this as a, and I'm not a female, so I don't know what the birthing process looked like, feels like, and all of that. So I can't even compare it to that. But I feel like it's moving inside of me. And so it's making me like restless to a place where it's like, I'm just trying to hurry up and get up out of here. Let me out. And so I started this morning, like early this morning, probably like 2 o'clock. God just I start dreaming about Moses. I start dreaming about Gideon. I was like, what? You know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I've read the stories. I understood the stories. I thought I understood the stories. But when God started talking to me about my assignment, he said, your assignment is bigger than your faith, Gerald. And I had to stop and just think about, you know, I'm literally in my dream. It felt like I just stopped and started thinking about my faith and what he's asking me to do. And I started thinking, he said, so I just got up and started, you know, going, reading the story on Moses. He highlighted some things. It was just like hitting some things that really kind of stood out, because we've all read the stories and know the stories of Moses. We all, you know, have read it and heard it in, you know, Bible study, you heard it in Sunday school, you heard ministers preach on it. So you've heard the stories over and over. But God was just showing me about a level of faith that they had, and how God was building their faith for their assignment. Because when he called them for this thing, their faith didn't match the assignment. So they were like wavering, because it was like with Moses. So you just, I'm just give you the chapter. Just read chapter 4, start at verse 1 and just read the whole thing, and then you'll get the story of it. But you'll get the gist of what I'm saying. So Moses had a couple signs. You know, Moses, his assignment was to go back and deliver his people. But Moses was like, what? I need to know you're going to be with me. So he was asking him about giving signs. And so, you know, the Lord told him to throw the, he had a rod in his hands. He said, throw the rod down on the ground. And he threw the rod on the ground and it became a serpent. Now, I don't know about you, but if I got a stick in my hand and I throw it down on the ground because God told me to throw it down on the ground, and all of a sudden it turns into a serpent. Oh, that's a whole nother level of faith. That's like a whole nother level of belief. I'm like, oh, wow. When I read it, because I've read it all the time, but I'm now in another place of where God wants me to get the revelation of my faith. I saw it a little bit differently. So I was like, dang. Then he, hold on. Not only did he told him to turn it into a serpent, throw it down and turn it into a serpent. Now listen, who walks around and picks up snakes? He told him to reach down, grab the tail, And he grabbed the tail and it turned back into his rod. The same rod that he threw down and it became a serpent. Come on now. Tell me where your faith is going to go at off of just that. I'm talking about the first sign of throwing it down. Throwing it down. But God is trying to see it. This the type of stuff that God shows you and deals with you in when you're dealing with the level of faith that you're going to need for your assignment. Your assignment is really, it's bigger. God is always, that's why it's glory to glory, level to level and glory to glory. That's why it's always levels to where God is trying to take you. Your assignment, God does the little things to get your faith to a level of your assignment. But guess what? Your assignment changes. Once you reach your assignment, you go to another level. Then your assignment changes. So your seasons change. Things happen in between. Come on, y'all. In between. So Moses was getting these signs. He's like, throw the rod on the ground. It's going to turn into a serpent. It turned into a serpent. That's one. Then he told him to reach down, grab the tail, and it turned back into a rod. There go another one. And then he was like, okay, I mean, give me something else. Let me do something else. Okay. Then I was like, okay. The Lord told him to put your hand in your chest. And then when you pull your hand out, he pulled his hand out. It was white. Oh, Lord. Now, I'm a brown skin brother. But if I put my hand on my chest, and I pull my hand back out and it's white. Oh, I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking a different kind of way. I'm feeling a different kind of way. But when he tells you to put it back in there and then pulls it back out and it's back to the original color. Come on, y'all. Where does your faith go from there? I mean, you already had the two signs of somebody throwing a rod down and it turns into a serpent, a snake, for real. Then he tells you to pick it up and it turns back into a rod. I'm talking about danger of a snake biting you or a snake being poisoned. I'm talking about danger, like danger. Listen to what I'm talking about. The faith, that danger, that you're not afraid of death, that you're not, your faith got to be a place where you're not afraid of death. Come on. You're not afraid of death. That was that test. You're not afraid. He had to get him to a level of faith that he wouldn't be afraid of death of the snake. The snake could have bit him and he could have died on the spot. But he had to get his faith to a level that it wouldn't matter, that it didn't matter. Hold on now. Hold up. Now we're talking about put your hand on your bosom and it turns white. Put your hand on your bosom and it turns black. Check this out. This is the faith. This is a level of faith for healing. This is a level of faith for healing. Come on, y'all. Catch what I'm saying. This is a level of faith for healing because your hand turned white, but then it turns back the original color. It's a level. He has to have a level of faith for his assignment in healing. He had to have a level of faith in his assignment for deliverance. Check this out now. Because if you get bit by the snake, you got to have enough faith that when God says that you will be healed you will drink anything and no serpent will bite, no nothing will hurt or harm you. You have to have enough faith to believe that. You have to have enough faith to believe that this is going to happen. See, sometimes your faith got to match it. Hey, your faith got to sometimes has to grow to your assignment of where God is calling you to be. So my faith in last week has to grow. And I'm talking about grow rapidly, like supernatural or grow. Gerald, we got to get you faster. It got to grow faster because your assignment is greater than where your faith level is right now. And so, literally, I'm just sitting there like, okay, God, I'm resting in God now. Now God got my attention. God is showing me, you know, the levels of faith. I'm talking about Moses. I'm talking about the person that went and delivered the people out of the hands of it. Hold on. The man that walked through a parted sea. Man, y'all better come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Then Moses says, hold up. These people ain't going to believe me. So he needed some more. He needed more. So God said, I'm going to send, Aaron got it. Moses was worried about I'm stuttering. He was worried about he doesn't speak elegant. Wow. Okay. So God said, oh, go and tell Aaron. Aaron will speak for you. Aaron will be your mouthpiece. And then they'll believe. Bam. Now, because he's getting a mouthpiece, he's already had these signs and wonders. So now he's able to go in and do what he goes. Now he can go in there and tell Pharaoh, man, you got to let my people go. But God says, I'm going to make Pharaoh have a stiff neck. So I'm going to make it a little bit. I'm going to make it a little bit thick. So now I'm going to need your level to come up some more. Because when you start leading these people out, then you're going to get to this Red Sea. And the people are going to look at you moaning and groaning and talk about you brought us out here to kill us. We could have stayed right there. But then got that same rod that God told you to throw down on the ground and it turned into a serpent is the same rod that he told you to stretch out and part the Red Sea. Your assignment. Your assignment is bigger. It's bigger. So we have to. God gives us different little tasks, gives us different little tests to build our faith to at least match the assignment that he's giving you to walk in. I'm just saying. I'm saying. So I pray that you put your hands up. I'm going to put your praise hands up and let me know you caught this. Because I got to know you catching this. Because some of y'all faith has not matched your assignment. Why? Because your assignment is bigger. It's bigger. And you're looking at you playing with your assignment as it's small. You got to let your faith grow. That means you got to step out of some things. That means you got to do some things that stretches you. You got to do some things that will cause you to come out your comfort zone. You have to do some things that'll cause you to think differently, feel differently, move differently, sound differently. You have to do things that's going to match that. Come on. All right. That's Moses. He gave me another one. I told you I was dealing with Gideon. Everybody know the story of Gideon. Everybody know that Gideon, you know, beat the Midianites with 300 men. We all know that one. But God didn't show me that. He showed me something that I didn't hear a whole lot of people talk about. So Gideon is in Judges 6 and 15. I'm going to start at 15. So his first thing was, the first complaint Gideon gave God was, you know, I'm from the poorest family. So that means I don't have it. So now you're making an excuse. How many times do we make an excuse? I don't know how to do all of that. I can't pray like that. I can't declare like that. I can't do this. I can't do that. That's an excuses. You're not, that's not faith building. That's destroying your faith. That's just a lack of faith. Don't even want the faith. So it says, I'm the poorest of the family and I'm the least of them. So now he's not only from the poorest family, but of his clan, but he the least of them. Hey, isn't that God? Look at God. God takes the poorest and the least to give a big assignment to. Why? Because everybody in that clan and everybody around them know that it couldn't be you that actually does this thing. It has to be a God that is supplying you the strength to do what you need to do. You better come on and catch this now. Listen, the poorest family and the least of them. And so Gideon. Gideon talking about, I need some signs. Don't we all need it? We all asking for signs, huh? I need a sign, God. You got to show me this, you. Cause I'm looking at this assignment. This assignment don't match where I'm standing. This assignment don't match my faith. This assignment don't match my thinking process. This thing way too big. You call me to do this? I'm just a little, I'm a little poor dude from a poor family from the backwoods of you know, the clan of Talavad. I'm coming, man, and we don't have any. We ain't have nothing. Oh, but I'm calling you. I'm calling you. So Gideon's first assignment was, but he asked for these signs. He asked for about, he was like, well, if let me throw this fleece on the ground and let the fleece have dew and everything around it be dry in the morning. So he woke up He wrung out a whole bowl full of water out of that fleece, and the whole ground around it was dry. Tell me that ain't a sign. Tell me that ain't a sign. But hold on. You know how we do. Oh, I need another one. I need some confirmation. Give me some confirmation on this. So this time, the fleece was dry, and everything around it was wet. Now, he reversed the stuff and gave him what he asked for, because check this out. He had to believe that he was hearing God to get ready to do what he had to do. Listen to this. His assignment was, his very first assignment was, to go and pull down the strongholds. Because the people had built an altar of Baal. And then, you know, you had the astra, the leaves and all the stuff that was on the altar, around the altar. And he had to go and pull it down. So he told him to go and get a bull, a 7-year-old bull. Look at what's seven? What is seven? Anybody know what seven is? What's the sign of seven? Completion, right? Right. So he told him to go get a bull, seven, pull it down. So he was so scared. Check this out. He was so scared. He was like, I'm going to do it at night. So he went and got a couple of dudes with him. And I'm paraphrasing. He went and got a couple of dudes to do it at night, because he didn't want the people to go off on him, you know, or kill him during this time. So he went and tore it down. And God said, now you build my altar. You build my altar. And so that night, listen, they tore the stuff down and then turn around and build the altar of God and then sacrifice the bull on the altar. And so when the people woke up that morning, they was like, what the what? You know, tore down my... Listen, he had to go and tore down a stronghold in his family. His first assignment. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God. God, you brought me back for assignment to deliver my people. You've brought me back to pull down strongholds. Listen, I come from this place. I know the land that I'm in. I know the territory that I'm in. And nobody don't have to tell me about this territory. Nobody don't have to convince me about this territory. I don't need any of that. Any of that. But my assignment has always been to come back and break generational curses, come back and pull down strongholds. My assignment went from a local mindset to a global mindset. It wasn't just about my hometown. It wasn't about my home state. It was about everywhere that I go, every place that I put my feet on, I'm to pull down strongholds. My assignment is bigger than just my city. My assignment has always been bigger than than a local area. My assignment has always been a global. I had to go through what I had to go through. Because some of the things that I did, I made a decision to do, I did them on my own. But let me tell you something, because I did it and I had to go through and I conquered it. Now my assignment has always been bigger. Always been bigger than my faith. And so all of these things I had to go through, all of these things you have to go through, all of these things you've been asking God, well, show me a sign of this, and God shows you a sign. Give me confirmation on this. God give you confirmation on this, because your assignment, because you're looking at something and you can't believe that you are called, or he's asking you to do something that you don't feel like you can do. God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm looking at Gideon. I know the story of Gideon, the 300 men, but I ain't even pay attention to his first assignment. Go and pull down the strongholds. Pull down the strongholds. That altar was a stronghold. They was worshiping another god. What's the strongholds that God is telling you to pull down in your marriage, in your life, in your family's life? Listen, God called you to be a generational curse breaker. You don't think that assignment is bigger? But God has to do things to build your faith up. So you will believe that he's called you to be a generational curse breaker. You look at Moses. Moses went from throwing down the rod and picking up the rod. I'm talking about literally dealing with death. Death. And then you put your hand on your bosom and then it comes out white, and then you put it back in and it comes back, you know, the original color. Now you're talking about healing, a level of healing, like instant healing, not like I'm praying for it and it's going to come, you know, later on, whatever. But we talk about instant. God is trying to get you to a place where things are getting ready to happen suddenly. Things are getting ready to happen just like, quickly. So where's your mindset? So where's your heart? So where's your faith? God is trying to really and truly trying to get your faith to match your assignment. Because your assignment is bigger than what you're looking at right now. Your assignment has always been bigger than what you can even imagine. It's always going to be bigger than that. Because God is going to always stretch you. Why? Because if he gives you an assignment that you can do naturally, then you don't need your faith. You don't need to work faith. So he was like, Jerry, I need you to work your faith. I've called you. Listen, I'm a big dreamer. I dream. When I tell you I dream big, I see things big. I rarely see something small. Everything that I see is big. Why? Because God has called for me to be a global instead of a local. He's not calling me to think small. He's never called for me to think small. I used to think that I was something was wrong with me because I'm always, it's like, why do I see such big things? Why? Because he's called for me to do big things. He's called for me to be global. He's called for me to think global. He's called for me to do that. He's never told me, Jerry, I just want you to be local. That's why he made me, listen, he said, I'm gonna move you away from people, places, and things. Why? Because I had to move from local and I had to start thinking global. I turned around on that. I had to turn around on that. I turned around on that. So what is God telling you? Your assignment is to literally take you from a local mindset to a global mindset. Your mind is to stretch you from your little bitty thinking to thinking outside of the box. God says, take me outside of the box. Stop keeping me in the box. That's why you get all of these little tests. You get all of these things, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't pass them. And you're like, oh, I'm not doing that. That's just way too much for me. And then you just throw your hands up. Man, God ain't throwing his hands up with you because he gives you another test. He gives you another test because he knows what he's trying to do. He knows where he wants you to be. He knows the assignment that he has for you. And he said that you was already qualified to do it. You got to believe that you qualified to actually fulfill this assignment. You disqualifying your own self. God, if God gave you an assignment, that means he gave you the ability to complete the assignment. He's given you the ability to work your faith, work your skills, work your gift to achieve this assignment. Man, don't shortchange yourself. Don't shortchange yourself. Yes, all Gideon and them had to do all of this. Then he took me to David. Because one thing that somebody, you know, I was prophesied over me. He said that you are the modern day David. And so I thought, you know, I just went through all of the old stuff that David did. You know what I'm saying? All of the bad. I just thought all the bad stuff because I did a lot of bad stuff. So I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm the adulteress. I'm the, you know, I probably committed murder in my mind, wanted to murder somebody in my mind. So if I'm thinking it in my mind, I've already done it. So it's like, okay, I had to repent for all of that stuff. So I'm like, dude. But he said, no. I'm talking about this morning. Like, no. I need you to go back to the beginning. I need you to go back to the beginning. I was preparing David to slew Goliath when I had him out there protecting them sheep. When I told him, when I had him killing lions, when I had him killing bears, I had him killing things that was bigger than him. When David walked on the scene and he walked in and everybody was sitting in Saul's tent holding a conversation about what we gonna do about this giant. Bruh, David walked in. Hey, David walked up like, hey, who is this? Defying my God. He blaspheming my God. Well, what y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do? Once again, David. The least of his family. He out there with the sheep. His brother's fighting the war. He's with the sheep. But David comes. Hey, what y'all gonna do? Y'all sitting over here talking. He's over here. He just over here running his mouth. The assignment. Look at him now. But God was already all preparing him when he was dealing with the lions, when he was dealing with the bear, when he killed them. Now he's talking about, oh, listen, David, straight gangster on him. Listen, David told him what he going to do to him, told him what he was going to do. He ain't need none of that armor that these dudes was walking around here in, all these soldiers. They walking around with the armor on, swords and all of that stuff. You got all of this stuff, and they sitting there scared with all of this equipment. But this man walks over here with a satchel on his side and a slingshot with some smooth rocks and knocked this man out, right? And cut the man head, told the man he was going to cut his head off, cut the man head off, threw it over there to the people. So the people saw it. They were like, oh, my God, this young man has done something that has shattered. I mean, got them all afraid because they giant gone. Giant gone. This man's assignment, his assignment was big, but God was preparing his faith back then, dealing with the lions and dealing with the bear. He wasn't scared. He wasn't scared. Everybody else was scared. Don't be scared of your assignment. Gerald, don't be scared of your assignment. I called you for this. I built you for this. You would be, listen, when I tell you, I know the plans that God said, I know the plans that I have for you. Matter of fact, he knew the plans that he had for you in your mother's womb. I'm like, okay. I know what my assignment is. Do you know what your assignment is? And does your faith match that assignment? You think about some of the things that you had to go through. You think about some of the things that you had to deal with. You had to think about some of the things that you had to grow through. All of that stuff was for your assignment. All of that stuff was to help you to achieve and to accomplish your assignment. Your assignment. So don't stop. See your assignment and embrace it. Ask God for everything that you need. I mean, Gideon them did. I mean, for real. Moses did. For real. God gave it to him. God is not a man that he should lie. Why would God give you an assignment and not equip you to complete your assignment? It's not built like that. God is not like that. It's not what he does. So listen, know your assignment. And if your assignment is big, understand that your faith has to match it. That means things are going to have to be done. If your faith is not there, then something will have to be done to match your faith. You got to get your faith level up. You have to get your faith level up. Y'all better come on now. Listen, that's Keela. Girl, I tell you something. I want you to declare that I'm equipped to complete my assignment. I want everybody that's on here to declare that today. I am equipped. I'm equipped to complete my assignment. And if you're not equipped and you don't feel equipped, ask God. Ask God. Ask God. Because I'm telling y'all, when I tell you, I'm telling you, your assignment is always going to be big. It's always, I don't care who you are, your assignment is going to be big. God has not called for you to have this little bit of assignment. We put ourselves in this little box. That's why God says, go into all the land and declare the gospel. That means you can't think local. You got to think global. You got to think big. You got to think outside the box. So think outside this box. Let's get out of the box. And matter of fact, don't stop boxing God in. Thinking God, this is all God want me to do. You know, just man, it's level to level. It's glory to glory. God is a progressive God. He's not a God that wants you to stay stagnant. That's not it. He's not want you to stay being arrested development stage that you ain't even moving. That's not, you not, he not putting you in quicksand. It's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to move. So let's move into this assignment. Let's move into your assignment. Let's move into your assignment. I'm declaring that you move into your assignment, that you walk into your assignment, that you believe and you understand that you are equipped to walk into this assignment, that you will complete the assignment, and that you'll be prepared for the next assignment. It's like school. You always getting these assignments. Why? Because there are things that you need to learn to actually to go into the next level. Listen. David had to learn how to kill a lion, had to learn how to kill a bear. He had to get confidence in. He had to learn how to be a protector. He has to learn how to be a shepherd over those sheep, over those people, because God knew his assignment of his people. Come on, y'all. He knew his assignment. He knew his assignment when he was out there in the fields messing around with them sheep. He knew his assignment. His assignment was bigger than them sheep. That's why when them bears came, that bear came, that lion came, he did what he had to do. So when he understand that I can walk up on this giant that everybody else is scared of. How many people, listen, I don't know about y'all, but if I'm to go somewhere and I'm to in a bear or a lion, I'm asking God right now, give me the faith to be able to do what I got to do. To defend my family or defend myself against a bear or a lion. Now, I pray, you know, I know adrenaline kicks in and I do what I got to do. And I pray that I do what I got to do and I kill a lion, kill a bear, whatever it's going to do to protect my family, to protect what God has entrusted me with. It is what it is. God entrusted him with them sheep. And he protected them sheep. Because God knew his assignment then. God knew Moses' assignment to deliver my people. To deliver my people, his people, out of bondage, out of suffering, out of murder, out of slavery. This man done left and came back. And when he told Pharaoh, hey, bro, you got to let my people go. You got to let my people go. Gideon, I'm gonna need you to stop pressing this wheat. I'm gonna need you to stop doing all this, cause I'm gonna need you to go and save these people from these men. And I'm gonna need you to go and save these people, huh? Do you know I'm from the poorest family? Do you know I'm the least of them? You don't want me to do that, not me. God saw his potential. God saw his destiny. God knew his destiny. God knew what his assignment was supposed to look like. But Gideon didn't see that. All he saw was, I'm the least of them. And so he started asking for signs. He started asking for confirmations. You know, when God tells you to do something big, listen, I remember when we did our conference, our first conference. We did our first conference, and I was sitting at the table. I was sitting at the table, and God says, I want you to do a conference. And I'm like, man, come on, God. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Why are we playing like this? I'm like, I don't know about all that, God. So and I started looking at my bank account. And I looked at my bank account. I think we had like $100 in it. And I'm like, oh, no, we got way too much going on. I got like eviction stuff getting ready to happen and all of this stuff. He want me to get up from this table and go in the room and tell my wife that we got to have a conference when we don't even have enough to pay our rent, and we don't have enough to pay bills. We don't even know where our food going to come from. But you want me to go in there and talk to her about a conference? Man, come on, God. Stop playing with me right now. This is, I don't even want to go in there and cause strife early in the morning. But God said, you better go and do it. So I went in. I was like, hey, babe. And she looked, she was like sleep. She woke up. She was like, yes. Now she know I had this look on my face. She was like, what? I was like, we supposed to do a conference. A what? A conference. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. And then God gave me the speakers. I told who the speakers was going to be and blah, blah, blah. And I left and went to work and then came back. I don't know what God did, what he had to do. My thinking had to change. And then all of a sudden, the wheels start rolling. When she asked the speakers, would they do it? They said yes. I was like, oh, Faith. Faith that I heard God, and faith enough to go and actually do. I was scared, but I did it. So my faith started growing, and then all of a sudden things just start happening. Then all of a sudden God sent a seed to pay for the venue. And I was like, wow, okay, got it. God, doom. Stuff started rolling. I found a one-stop shop in all of my merchandise. I still use them today. This is a product of it. My shirt and everything else that we print. Man, this guy, friendship has been 4 years now. I'm talking about something that I sat at a table at 4 o'clock in the morning and ain't had nothing but fear about doing something. And then all of a sudden we had a piece of land that we was trying to sell in my land, trying to sell and couldn't sell. And all of a sudden, because of I gave God a yes and I said, I'll do it. And I stepped out in faith. All of a sudden, things just start moving and shifting. And that piece of land was sold at the right time for us to do this conference. And then it took care. And then all of a sudden, seeds start happening in the conference to take care of everything of the conference. Let me tell you, I ain't know how I was going to pay my speakers. I ain't know how I was going to pay the hotel. I ain't know how I was going to pay the venue. I ain't know how I was going to pay anything. None of it. And everything that God started doing, doom, doop, 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 it stopped putting it in place, And all of a sudden, now my faith level, when God tells me to do something, I'm like, okay, let me go and tell Yvette. And Yvette looks at me, she's like, God said it. I got agreement, boom. And we move. We ship. There's no questions about this. Because we know what our assignment is. Our assignment is always been bigger than what we would have thought back here. If I'd have stayed in this town, I'd have stayed in this territory, I would have still been thinking global. I mean, still been thinking local. But God moved me to a place where my mind had to be open to something that was different and stretched me to a place where I can think bigger than where I was. I can think bigger than what I thought I could be or would be. Y'all better come on. But see, I had to go to Chicago and get the upgrade from a local mindset to a global mindset. And then God sends you back home to go back home. And he said, wherever you tread your feet, I give it to you. So I understand that he's sending me back home to pull down strongholds, to do some things. And that was the warfare that I was getting. I was getting warfare for like 3 weeks I'm canceling things. I'm renouncing things. I'm smashing things. I'm annihilating things. Why? Because I understand my assignment. I understand who I am. I am the generational curse breaker. I am who God says I am. I am a man that leads leaders. I am a man that has a army behind him. We ain't come back here by ourselves. We came with a whole army. A whole army. You see how good God is? You understand what I'm saying? Do you see how good God is? This thing has always been bigger. Always been bigger than what my mindset was thinking. Always. So now I'm waking up this morning, and when I'm telling you all of the things that I thought that I probably couldn't do and wouldn't do, man, I see it all possible now. My faith level now is at a whole nother level. And here it is. It's like, I don't really like talking about it because I get emotional, but this is the time where my mom passed away and she sold her life, for me and my brothers. And my mother was a person of huge faith. I mean, like huge faith, like real huge faith. Her faith was like outside of the box. So I've had the understanding and the impartation of faith being huge, believing the impossible and watching the impossible be done through her. So that stuff is already in me. That's in my DNA to believe outside of the box. But I was causing myself and making myself think that I was least, making myself think that I was the poorest, that I couldn't do it. I don't speak elegant. I stutter or whatever me, what like Moses. And then you get David with these flaws. But God says, I see your heart, Gerald. I see your heart. I said, you a man after my own heart. I said, oh, okay, God. I thank you, Father, because I've always been that. I've always been that, even in my hardest place, even in my darkest place. I've always wanted God's heart. I always wanted what God wanted, but it was a struggle. It was a real struggle. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't fighting hard enough. I had my wife fighting harder than me. She had more faith and belief in me than I was believing in myself. But guess what? Oh, I don't have that problem no more. That problem is not my problem no more. My faith level, oh, I believe now. Oh, I believe to a whole nother place. My faith is at a whole nother level. My love for God is at a whole nother level. I believe that I'm equipped for my assignment, and I will complete my assignment. I'm going to complete this assignment and every assignment that God gives it to me, because I understand that he's equipping me for it, that he's giving me everything that I need to win. He's giving me everything that I need to accomplish what he sent me to do. And that's what I'm planning on doing. So whatever your assignment is, know that you are equipped for your assignment. You are equipped for your assignment. Your faith will rise to meet where you are. I declare it now over you. I declare it in the name of Jesus. I declare everything that is I renounce everything that has caused your faith not to grow, that have caused you to be stagnant, that have caused you to be in unbelief, that have caused you to fear and run away from your assignment, to abort your assignment. I renounce it now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the strength of the Lord be upon you. I declare that your mind is being renewed, that you would take on the task and the assignment, and you will walk it out now in the name of Jesus. I break every curse. I break every word curse. I break every spirit of fear. I break every demonic plot, plan, employ, every assignment the enemy has sent against you to hinder you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for bringing back to their remembrance everything that you have poured into them, everything that you have equipped them with, Father God, to walk this test, to finish this assignment, to walk out these assignments now in the name of Jesus. I bind all forms of backlash and retaliation now in the name of Jesus. I declare that they walk in the blood of, that the blood of Jesus drips off of them now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that they walking different now. They're walking heavy now. They're walking in boldness like David walked in. He walked in, Father God, with a boldness. He walked in, Father God, with the assurance that I know that I'm able to destroy this giant. I know that I'm able to pull down these strongholds that have been gripping my family, that has been gripping my life, that has been gripping my bloodline. I'm called to pull down these strongholds, Father God, and I thank you right now for giving me the wisdom, giving me the understanding, standing now to pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus, Father. We move, Father God, that we're synchronized and we're syncopated, Father God, with your will and your way, Father God, that you're orchestrating our steps and you're giving us the path to walk on, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, which is the truth. We thank you for your word, Father God, which is the light. We thank you for your word, Father God, which is alive inside of us, Father God. And we say that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, Father God. And we will not fear what man would say. We will not fear, Father God, what negative words that have been spoken against us, Father God. We thank you for a hedge of protection that has been set around us, that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper now in the name of Jesus. Father, we move and we operate in something different. We move and operate, Father God, in kingdom business, kingdom connection, Father God. You have connected us, Father God, for assignment, Father God, to complete now, like you have given Aaron to Moses, Father God, as a kingdom connection, Father God, to deliver your people now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're connecting people. You're connecting brothers and sisters. You're connecting families, Father God, that will destroy Satan's kingdom now in the name of Jesus, that they will go back and they will take back what was rightfully belongs to them, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. I declare that every generational curse is broken, and every generational blessing is being released over their family. Everything that their forefathers and their grandfathers and their grandmothers and their ancestors, Father God, forfeited, gave up, been cheated on, Father God, it's being given back to them 100-fold now, 1,000-fold now. I thank you that they're taking back all of the spoils now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you're doing a miraculous thing. Father God, what they thought was dead, Father God, you're breathing life upon now in the name of Jesus. Father, they're finding finances are coming alive now in the name of Jesus. I declare wisdom. I declare discernment, Father God. You're sharpening their discernments today, Father God, that they will be on point, Father God. They will be sharp now in the name of Jesus. They will see the tactics of the enemy, and Father God, that they will smash them Now in the name of Jesus, I declare that Satan, you are under our heel, you're under our feet now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I do a prophetic act as I stomp on Satan's head now. In the name of Jesus, that he's under my feet, and every imp that walks with him, every demonic thing that operates around him, Father God, I'm stepping on it, I'm stomping on it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I move in something new. I step in something new. I step into a new realm. I step into a new level. I step into my new destiny. I step into my new assignment. Father God, I thank you, Father, for birthing out this upgrade, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for birthing out, Father God, new strength in me now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I praise you now that for each and every person upon this line, Father God, bless their household, Father God. Give them the strength to walk out their assignment. Let the assignment that is assigned to them, Father God, let them see it and see it clearly, Father God. Let them not be afraid of the assignment. Let them no longer be afraid, Father God. Fear is not of you, Father God. I cancel all confusion now in the name of Jesus, Father. All doubt, thinking that this can't be you. This can't be what you asking them to do. Father God, let them be open and saying yes to your will, yes to your assignment, Father God. I thank you right now that there's new things coming. There's new. I declare new now in the name of Jesus. Every old cycle has been broken now in the name of Jesus. Finding yourself in the same old rut, finding yourself doing the same old thing, finding yourself acting the same old way. I declare that you shall not and you will not do it any longer. I declare that that thing has been broken off of you now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the deliverance is the children's bread, Father, and I declare that they are being delivered as I speak. Now in the name of Jesus, let deliverance go upon each and every household now. I declare household salvation now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I declare that they will not abort their assignment. They will not leave their post now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every watchman be on their post. I declare that every intercessor be on their post. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare that the prayers of the righteous are availing much now. In the name of Jesus, I declare righteousness and holiness over this line now. In the name of Jesus, the Father. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you right now that they shall not and they will not be the same. Father God, they shall not and they will not be the same. Father God, let this day be the day of transformation. Let this day be the day, Father God, that the old have passed away and behold, all things are becoming new. That they are a new creature in you today, Father God. That they hearing differently, they seeing differently, they feeling differently, they walking differently, Father God. I thank you for delivering them out of their emotions, Father God. Deliver them out of the trauma. Deliver them out of the upset. Deliver them out of the anger. Deliver them out of the weakness, Father God. Deliver them, Father God. Deliver them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that they're being delivered as I speak it. They're being delivered now as I speak. Just breathe. Just breathe in and out. Let that stuff go. Let it come out of your ooze. Let the things that have been affecting your soul. I declare that the soul is being delivered now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father. Release it. Let it go. Release and let it go. Just breathe. Just breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And you can think about what it is you're releasing, what it is you're letting go. And as it's coming out of your mouth, you're letting it go. Don't hold back on to it. And now, as it's being released, and you say, God, you're filling me with new, Father God. You're filling me with your word. You're filling me with love again. I will not be angry. I will not. You're filling me with patience. You're filling me with love and kindness. You're filling me with gentleness now. In the name of Jesus. So all of that old stuff, all of that anger, all of that rejection, all of that bitterness, all of that resentment, all of that stuff, that grumbling, that griping, all of that thing, the anger, all of that stuff that has caused you to operate in something old is now being filled. You are being filled with the peace of God. You're being filled with the love of God. Breathe it in. Breathe in the love of God. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in the life of God. Breathe it in. Let it take those places of those things that you have released out, that you have been delivered from. And you start declaring the love of God that's inside of you, the peace of God that's inside of you. You start declaring it over yourself. You declare it over your mind that you will no longer be double-minded. You will no longer be wishy-washy. I bind bipolar, schizophrenia now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father. I bind all mental illness now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Everything that has tormented the mind, Father God, from every form of abuse, mental, physical, verbal, spiritual abuse now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every traumatic thing that has happened in there as a youth now in the name of Jesus, that I've shaped them, that I've got into their character, that got into their personality. I bind the inability to love again. I declare that you shall love and you shall receive love now in the name of Jesus. I bind the hard-hearted now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that what was once hard, Father God, you are making it soft now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. For once the once was speaking harsh words, Father God, are now speaking, Father God, words of peace, the words that are sweet, that are building up and not tearing down. Now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you right now that saying that hurt people, Father God, I thank you right now that it's being reversed now in the name of Jesus. Loving people, love people. I thank you, Father God, for the ability that the love of Christ be upon them like never before. Father God, sit on them, saturate them now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you. For this prayer, I thank you and praise you for these families. I thank you and praise you for each and every individual. I thank you, Father God, that they know and they declare that this day that I am equipped for my assignment. 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 However you want to declare it, but you declare that you are equipped for your assignment. And as you writing it down, know what your assignment is. And if your assignment is small and that you can complete it on your own, then you don't need faith. But if your assignment is huge and you don't even see a way to get to do it, that's when you know that God has called for you that assignment, because he's called for you to listen and lean, rely, and trust in him to complete that assignment. You better catch that. So listen, there's some things that's getting ready to go on today in your life that's going to shift you, going to change you. You're getting ready to go from one mindset to another. You're finna get ready to go from this little bitty thinking to thinking outside of the box. You're getting ready to dream. You once was dreaming small. You're getting ready to dream big. You once had a little vision, but God's getting ready to give you a big vision. You're getting ready to come out of the box. You're getting ready to go from a local mindset to a global mindset. I declare it over you now in the name of Jesus. I declare it over you now in the name of Jesus. What once hindered you from dreaming big is now being released off of you. Now your dreams, I bind a dream killer that's been trying to kill your dreams. I bind that deaf and dumb spirit that'll cause you not to hear what God is actually telling you. I declare that the scales are being removed off of your eyes, that you can actually see and see the vision, that you can actually see the hope of your calling. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. I declare it over you now in the name of Jesus. Y'all gonna walk in this today. I'm going to get testimonies of this today. Yep. Y'all finna, boy, listen here. Your dreams about to get, the dreams are getting ready to get there. The visions are going to get, them dreams that you had, that you just pushed them away because they was too big and you ain't see that you had the finances, you ain't had the manpower, you ain't had the equipment, you ain't have any of that. All of that stuff is on its way. It's on its way. You had to come out the box. You had to start thinking differently. You had to increase your faith. You had to get this assignment and understand the assignment and that you're gonna get there. Man, let's get it. Let's get it. So listen, I pray that this message blesses you, stretches you, puts you into a whole nother place. Listen, I pray that all my mentees that's on this line, listen, I pray that you, the presence of God is already here. When I tell you that the presence of God is in this room right now, he's ready to go. He is ready to go. I'm ignited. When I tell you I'm ignited, I'm ignited. And so I pray that you're ready to put boots to the ground. Let's go put boots to the ground. We got some stuff. We got to get out. But listen, God is shifting us from a local mindset to a global mindset. Wherever we've been treading our feet, all of these places that we've been going, listen, hey. We went to a territorial anointing. Huh? Let's go. There's more territory to go. God is that. This is not that. God is taking us to a whole nother place. You're getting ready to go shift to a whole nother place, because this is the day, right? This is the day that your mind shifts. This is the day that you get something different and getting something new. This is that day. This is that day. I'm declaring it. So come in here with some expectations. I'm on fire today. I ain't holding nothing back. It is what it is. This is my assignment. I'm ready. I done got geared up. I'm ready. Got my armor on. I'm ready. I'm straight. I done talked about Moses. I done talked about Gideon. And I talked about David. Let's get it. All right. Y'all be blessed. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.